On Culture File, we're moving in a world of silence once more, although as ever a silence punctuated by talk about silences, and in this case some sneezing. In the latest of our pieces about silence and people who work with it, live with it, or seek it out, Gareth Stack goes in search of some silences at Belfast's Sonic Arts Research Centre. Nice bit of insulation there.
If you're doing a sonic experiment, this is an ordinary building, you've got noise going on outside. How do you isolate people?
You quite often need to spend a bit of money getting some kind of soundproof room or a soundproof booth within a room. So these would quite often have very thick walls, sometimes double walls, so that there's some kind of material in between the two walls. And it all just stops the vibrations getting through so much. For an auditorium, like our Sonic Lab, it could even be on separate foundations, because the vibrations from a passing lorry or for the rest of the building could get passed on under the ground and back up into the room. So you get buildings on springs to try and isolate them. Oh.
Queen's University in Belfast is home to one of the world's leading institutions for the study of sound. I spoke to Trevor Agus, one of the researchers at this Sonic Arts Research Centre.
I research perception of hearing, so I'm interested in how we take all these vibrations out there that are sounds and how they're made sense of through our ears and through our brain.
What is sound?
So sound can mean different things depending on the context in which it's used. It could refer to the vibrations, say, of a musical instrument or of our vocal cords, and that's like a physical structure that's shaking. Or it could be those vibrations passed on into the air, so the air is also vibrating in response to those instruments. It can also be our perception of that sound. In some sense, it's most interesting once it's heard by a human being. There's not much interest in something vibrating out there if it doesn't enter our ear and get processed by our brain.
Our eyes can, of course, be tricked by optical illusions. The ears have a similar susceptibility to being confounded.
The auditory system, like the visual system, is trying to make sense of poor information and trying to make sense of the world. It does fill in some blanks sometimes, like if somebody sneezes and blocks part of a sentence. You sometimes feel like you hear a sound that was entirely hidden by somebody sneezing, but actually you can remove that sound from the word and people still perceive that it's in there in the middle of it. So we're always filling in the blanks and trying to make sense of things.
Imagine if you suddenly lost your sense of taste, or if one day you got up and couldn't touch anything. It would be uncanny, disturbing, terrifying even. Why is it then, by contrast, that we find silence so relaxing, so peaceful?
I would speculate that part of it is that sound is an early warning mechanism. You can tell that somebody or something is nearby if you can hear the sound they make. Lots of noise is perhaps equivalent to blackness. If you're nearby a rushing stream, then you can no longer hear somebody creeping up on you. Whereas if you're in a silent place, it's kind of like having a clear view of everything, not just in front of you, but also behind you.
So much for the pleasures of silence, but what about the horrors of sound? What about when you go to a concert that's too loud and leave with a ringing in your ears? Tinnitus can be a mere irritant or a chronic distress.
Tinnitus is when you think you hear a sound that isn't actually out there. So quite often it could be like a ringing in your ear. I think that's the most common experience that we all have at some point. In normal scenarios, that can happen to us. If we're in a very quiet surroundings, if we're in silence, then our ears are all the more sensitive to anything that might be going on. And it's possible that any kind of misfiring or any kind of fault in the auditory system, you know, from the ear or even in the brain itself, could be claiming to hear something that isn't actually there. There are many potential sources of tinnitus. In a sense, this is trying to hear a very quiet sound and getting a false alarm.
If sound isn't just a property of the world, but something constructed by our brains and ears, something strived for even where it doesn't exist, then what does that tell us about silence?
There's maybe two different answers I'd give for what is silence. In terms of the vibrations in the air, silence would in principle be a lack of vibrations. So when the air is completely steady and there are no ripples of movement going around it. This is kind of an ideal because that is never going to happen. There will always be some lorry a few miles away, or a bird tweeting, or even our own heartbeat and blood racing around our system that will mean that there will always be some vibrations in the air. I think what is more relevant is the perception of silence. And even then, it's difficult to find like an absolute silence. What perhaps becomes closest is when the sounds that are out there drop to such a low level that we can no longer hear them, a threshold of audibility where we can only hear sounds that are more intense than a certain level. Silence could in a sense be all of the sounds out there are below this threshold. But even then, our ears are constantly trying to make sense of any vibrations that may be out there. And they don't just stop sending messages to the brain whenever they can't detect any real vibrations. To some extent, they will still send a message to the brain whenever they think they might have heard a vibration. So to some extent, there are always sound messages being sent to the brain from the ear, even in an ideal silence. So it's a challenge then for the brain to recognize the true silence, as opposed to something that's just very quiet. So in a sense, silence is just another sound to be recognized.
Gareth Stack there in search of true silence, and the final part of that series is next Friday on Culturefile.